What's up, everybody? It's Russell Brunson. I want to welcome you back from Funnel Hacking Live, back to the Marketing Secrets Show.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey everyone, we just got back from Funnel Hacking Live yesterday, and then today I'm actually flying with my family out to Puerto Rico to hang out with a whole bunch of amazing marketers out there, and I've just got this little short window to sit and to message you guys, and part of me wants to sit down and do a huge recap of the entire event, which was 4 days of insanity, by far the best Funnel Hacking Live we've ever had, which is so crazy because every year we get done, I was like, and every year the question is like, how in the world are we going to make this better than last year? Like, there's no way even to top it. And somehow, some way, every year keeps getting better and better and better. Anyway, without me doing like a 14-hour episode kind of going into all the details and the stuff, I was thinking more about like, this is our sixth event, and I want to talk about just kind of the big things that I got from each event, like the big takeaways and feelings I remember from each one. And for those who are at these events, hopefully remind you that. Of those who aren't, maybe it'll, I don't know, who knows what'll come up for you. And worst case scenario, hopefully it'll get you to go and book tickets for next year's Funnel Hacking Live. Right now tickets are on sale, I think from their day, and then we pull them off the discount. So I don't know if they'll be available or not, but if they are, go to funnelhackinglive.com and get your tickets for next year's event in 2021, back in Nashville again. It's going to be amazing. So with that said, so again, this is our sixth Funnel Hacking Live. So the very first one, remember it was a couple months after we launched ClickFunnels, and people in our community started gathering together and doing these little meetups, and they call them hackathons. Because me and Todd used to always talk about how, like, when we launched ClickFunnels, we'd go into these hackathons. We'd go into a room for a week or 2 weeks, drink a bunch of Red Bulls and code all night. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know how to code and I didn't drink Red Bulls, but they would. And I would sit there and I would try to do marketing. I'd be doing Dream 100 and writing copy and writing emails and sales pages and like all the things to get ready for this launch. And so we started seeing people doing that, and they were getting together, and people were like, let's do a hackathon. Who wants to meet up in San Diego? Who wants to meet up in Austin? And we started seeing this happening. We're like, wow, we should do an event. And I was actually really scared to do an event because the last two events I had done in a prior business, one of them I had 300 people who signed up and then only 100 showed up, which was bad. Next one we had 1,200 people signed up and only 200 showed up, which was like humiliating to me. The second one wasn't my own personal event, but I was part of the community that was doing it. I remember getting there and we're about to open the doors and we looked out in the hallway and we're like, there's no way there's 1,200 people here. And so we came back in and we pulled out 1,000, almost like probably 800-900 chairs out of the room. And it was the worst, most painful, awkward, embarrassing feeling for me ever. People like came in and there's like, you know, 2/3 of the room was just empty, no chairs. And the first third only had chairs. And anyway, I was like, I'll never do events again. And so, you know, fast forward now 3 or 4 years later, we're sitting at this thing and it's like, we should do an event. I'm like, I don't want to do an event. We're like, well, if we don't, someone else is going to start doing one in our community. Like it's happening regardless. Like we have to do this thing. And so we finally agreed to do it. We sold tickets. We sold 600 tickets to it. It was in Las Vegas. And I remember being so scared that nobody was going to show up. And we were giving away my Ferrari at this thing. And we were launching our dream car contest. So in the room, we had a Ferrari and we had a Corvette, which I ended up keeping that Corvette for a couple years afterwards because it was pretty awesome. But we had this event. I remember being so scared. And then I remember we started at noon day one. And it started noon, and I remember sitting at like 11 o'clock, 11:30, sitting behind stage, like scared to death. No one's going to show up. I remember peeking behind the curtain and looking out and being blown away that we packed the room. It was packed. And I didn't know what to do or what to, you know, like just one of those things where you're just like freaking out about everything. And anyway, the event was amazing. We started on, again, it started at noon, and then we did the whole that whole day, the second day we did the whole day, and third day we went to about noon the day three, and then we're done. So like literally it was like a 2 day event because I didn't know what else to talk about. And like, I was not an event person. And I do remember that at the event is where we first time we decided to launch a ClickFunnels certification program. And we were only going to have like 50 people sign up for it. And it was one of the biggest table rushes I've ever seen. We ended up getting, over 100 people signed up for it. And we launched our certification program. And I remember that event just, like when it was done, just being like so grateful. And we weren't sure if we were going to do it again. And finally decided, yeah, let's do it again. So that was Funnel Hacking Live part one. So Funnel Hacking Live part two, we decided to go to San Diego. And we thought we'd make it a little bigger. So we went from 600 seats to 1,200, which I was super scared about. And so we did it in San Diego. And at that event is, let's see, how do we do it? Oh, yeah, that event is where we launched. Or no, we reopened up the certification program. I think year one was like $3,500. I think year two we raised it for $8,000. This is the first event we ever had a keynote speaker. So we had Marcus Lemonis come, which was so cool. And it was crazy. We did the whole event. We sold the certification program again. This time we did it differently. Darren Stevens, who's a close friend of mine, he kind of showed me the way that they sold things at events. And so we kind of modeled his model, which basically I talked about and had everybody leave the room. And then if they wanted to sign up, they'd come back in with the $500 deposit and they'd come back in. And then basically what we do is we'd sit down and explain to them, you know, what it was. And they had a chance then to pay the $10 or the $8,000 at that point. And I remember like everyone leaving the room being so scared, like what if nobody comes back in? I was like hyperventilating, freaking out. And then we opened the door for those who wanted to sign back up, and we had like 120, 130 people come back in. And we did over $1 million in sales at that event. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And so that was year two. Same thing that year. I remember being scared that no one was going to show up. And that event was amazing. And the big thing I remember getting from that event is I didn't just have marketing teachers like we did year number one. I brought in some personal development coaches. So we had Sean Stevenson came and spoke. Again, Marcus Lemonis, who I thought was going to be a business speaker, but he was more personal development. He was amazing. I'm going to blank out his name right now. He's a comedian. He's like a personal development comedian. He came and spoke, and it was like awesome. That was that year. So it was cool. So then fast forward to Funnel Hacking Live 3.0, we went to Dallas, and this time I think we had 1,300 seats. We got a little bit bigger, and we ended up selling out really fast, which was I was like, oh my gosh, I guess this could be bigger than we thought. This was the first year that I ever invited Tony Robbins to speak. I was so excited and so nervous. We also shut down our certification program at that time. So we decided not to keep doing certification for reasons that could be a podcast for another day. And so I was like, I need something different to sell at the event. You know, each event we sell something. And so we're kind of thinking through that. And we did a couple things. Number one, that's where we launched ActionX MD the very first time. And I remember that presentation killed it. It was one of my best presentations ever. It's one on stage with the We Are Not Confusion Soft t-shirts. I ripped my shirt off and biggest table rush ever. And tons of people signed up for that, which was awesome. But then later in the event, we tried to sell the fat event. So people would come to Boise for $10,000. And I totally screwed up that whole presentation. I think we got like 5 people to sign up. And I was just like devastated. Because the year before we did over $1 million. And this year we did like 50 grand or something in sales. And I remember like just being bummed out because that event and I remember I tried to like orchestrate the event. Like I had a whole new idea that I thought was going to be the greatest thing ever. So I orchestrated the event to set up the sale in a certain way, and it completely bombed. We lost money at that event. I was like, we should never do this again, especially if we spent so much money on Tony Robbins and like all these things. And it was just like, I remember like that event and even like leading up to the event, there was just like a couple things. I did a presentation right before Tony and I didn't go very well, and just I remember like just like after like before Tony got there, I was like, I never want to do this again. Like I'm done. I'll never do Funnel Hacking Live again. And then Tony came out and he just killed it. Like it was amazing. I remember afterwards I came on stage and the entire audience stood up and started chanting my name. And I was like, I didn't do anything. Like I brought Tony, but I didn't do anything. But because I brought Tony to them, like people were chanting. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And so after that event, I remember going back and first off, I didn't want to do it again, but we decided let's do it again. So we did. And this time we decided to go to Orlando and have 3,500 people. So it got bigger. We invited Tony back again. He said yes, which was really, really cool. And this time we hired Sage Productions, which if anyone knows Barry and Blue at Sage, they are an amazing team that helps you run events, but also helps you choreograph the how you sell at events as well. And so we changed how we did everything. And of all the events I think we've ever done, this was the one that was the most fulfilling for me, for a lot of reasons. Number one, it was the first time we ever had the Operation Underground Railroad. We showed the Operation Two Saint video, that presentation. Tim Ballard was there. We brought everything on, and like, it was insanely emotional. And I remember it was the end of night one. I mean, day one was amazing anyway. And then the end of night one, we showed the documentary. And then me and Tim Ballard got on stage. We're bawling our eyes out. It was just emotional. I was an emotional wreck. Like, it was bad. And that was day one. Then day two went off. Day three went off. And then we launched the Two Comma Club X coaching program. And we were hoping to sell, like, I think 250 people was the goal. And night one, we signed up, I think, like 400 people. And I was just blown away. And then the next day, we did a repitch, which I'd never done before. And I had Myron Golden come up and did this repitch. So we just kind of made up on the spot. And he closed another 300-something people. So we had like 800-something people who signed up for the coaching program that year. And I remember coming off stage, and Melanie, my assistant, was back there. And I walked up to her, and she's bawling her eyes out. I'm like, what's the matter? What's the matter? She's like, everything was just perfect. She was like, we ended up raising over $1 million for OUR. The coaching program ended up doing over $10 million in sales. And it was just like, and what's crazy is that like 3 weeks earlier was the 10X event where I did $3.5 million in sales. So it was like, this month was like insane. I did $3.5 million in sales in 90 minutes. And then fast forward less than a month later, and we do 12, I think it ended up being $12 million. I think it ended up being $12 million in sales, you know, 3 weeks later at our event. I was like, this is insane. And they're raising $1 million for charity. And then Tony came and spoke again, and just, it was awesome. And I was just like, that was definitely for me, that was probably my favorite Funnel Hacking Live personally, just because of, success from a getting people signed up for coaching, but success from a charity. It was 3,500 people. Like, it was just there. It was magical. That was my event. That was like the magical one. Then fast forward to last year, we decided to go to Funnel Hacking Live Nashville. And this time we grew. I think we ended up having about 4,300 people, if I remember right. They came to this one. It was in Nashville. Our backdrop, that was sick. We didn't have Tony Robbins this year. We decided to do a concert instead. So we had Lindsey Stirling at the end. And this event was amazing. All the things were awesome. We launched, we sold the coaching program again. We didn't sell quite as many, but it was pretty close. I think we ended up with like 750 people join the coaching program during that one, which was again, I think year earlier was like 850, if I remember right. This was like 750, so it wasn't quite as big, but it was still like amazing. At the end, Lindsey Stirling did a concert, and I thought it was going to be cool, and it was so much cooler than I thought. Like, oh, it was ridiculous. The one thing I do remember is at the end of it, there was some negative publicity after that event. Garrett White did a really good presentation, but anyways, those who were there remember the buzz online. There was some negativity around it, and we got some flack, and there was a lot of like damage control, and just it was tough because like this whole event happened, and it was emotional. It was hard to raise another $1 million for OUR, which was insane, and then leaving, and like that night when I'm supposed to be like relaxing, I was on social like defending stuff and trying to like, and I remember the next day like it just, I don't know, it just, that event was good, but it just ended in a way where I was just like, oh, like just didn't feel like I had a chance to rest, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, and then got back in the real world and just, yeah. So that event was amazing from a coaching and from a raising money thing, but it definitely was just didn't leave me fulfilled at the end like Orlando did. Orlando, like when that ended, I remember we took our kids to Disney World for next week, and I remember just like being on cloud nine, whereas last year I left and I was just kind of like had this uneasy feeling. And so that's how last year went. So this year coming into, I was like, oh, I want to make sure everything's perfect. Like, I'm so scared. I'm so nervous. We also this year, those who didn't hear, we sunsetted the Two Comma Club X coaching program, and we shifted things. We are now moving the entire ClickFunnels company 100% into a software subscription business. And so anything that's not sold in subscription is basically being shut down or faded away. And so the coaching program wasn't part of a subscription. And so what we basically did, we added a new tier of ClickFunnels called the ClickFunnels Collective, which starts at $14.97 a month. And it gives you live phone support, gives you 9 user accounts, a bunch of other really cool things. And then when people sign up for that, they actually get the coaching program for free. And so, which ends up being a $1,000 a month discount from what we sold coaching at last year. Plus they get live phone support, plus they get user accounts. So it's literally like the best offer ever. But the hard thing is the way we had to sell it goes against everything that I personally believe. If you've gone through the TEDx Secrets Trading course, you know, I talk about like never use phones to make orders at events. It's the stupidest thing ever. You have to get paper order forms. People have to run the back of the room, like the social proof, like all these things. But we had these crazy limitations where we couldn't do that because now it's software subscription. People have to upgrade their ClickFunnels account. It's the only way to get it. It's a way to shift things around. And it ended up doing really good. It didn't do as good as the 2 years prior. But we also knew there's going to be a whole bunch of things against us because we're explaining a whole new thing that people understand. It's confusing. They're not filling out order forms. They're actually have to log on their phone. And we have to figure out how to get internet to work for everybody. And it's like AT&T and Sprint or AT&T and Verizon worked in the room, but the other carriers didn't. So then we had to go and hire or like pay like $50,000 for internet access to people who couldn't get on the internet. Like it was just kind of a stressful, crazy thing. But all said and done, I think we ended up getting close to 500 people who upgraded to the new ClickFunnels Collective, which was awesome. And then the event. Now we'll talk about the event. The event was amazing. All the speakers were so good. I know I had 11 presentations this year, which is the most I've ever done. I just get addicted to being on stage and talking to everybody. I'm like, this is my event. I want to be on stage as much as I can. And it was crazy because Bart Miller helps me do my clothing. He had 10 different costumes this year, 10 different outfits. So every time I spoke, I had to change, get new clothes on. It was kind of ridiculous, but it was really, really cool. So the first couple of days I was stressed out because I was on stage so much. I didn't get to hear all the presentations, but the ones I heard were like, God, they were so good. Just like up another caliber, another level, which was just amazing. And so we had all of those. And then the last day, I had a chance to sit in the audience, and I remember, day four for me was amazing because it was the only day I had a chance to really listen to every word of everyone. And, that day I was so proud of Heather Quizzle, spoke, and I knew she was going to be good. Like I knew she was gonna be really, really good, but she was beyond that. It was great. Like it was insane. And that was awesome. And then Garrett White came and spoke. And obviously, I had some fear from last year, him speaking. And it's kind of how the event left. And we talked a lot about that leading up to the event. And he came. And you know, he's the only speaker spoken at all six events besides me. And it was by far his best one ever. God, it was so good. I can't even tell you how good it was. And I know some people left the room because he uses the F word. And I hate that. Because man, what he left was the best. I'm like stuttering, so I don't know how to explain how good it was. It was amazing. And then after that, and then we had Tony. And this year, I don't know if you guys heard the podcast episode of Tony did an intervention with me or watched the YouTube video. But I asked him and his team. I said, hey, if Tony would be willing to do interventions this year, like not just teach, but like go in the audience and actually work with people directly, that'd be really, really cool. And it was crazy. Before the event, I went back there, and he couldn't even walk. He had done a whole bunch of these different stem cell shots in his legs to try to recover the night before or something. And literally, his team was, like, carrying him to the side. He was trying to warm his legs up. He'd been trying for, like, 5 hours to warm his legs up. He couldn't even walk. It was crazy. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how's Tony going to do this for the next, like, 3 or 4 hours? he's back there trying to warm up, and he kind of gives me a hug before I go and introduce him. And he, like, literally is not even standing. Like, he's in so much pain. So I go out there to introduce him. I'm like, what do I do? This is crazy. Like, I don't even know what to do, you know? So I introduce him and he comes out and within a minute or two, his adrenaline kicked on and you can even tell he was out there jumping, doing crazy stuff. Like it was amazing. And then he went out of the audience. He did interventions with a whole bunch of people that were so powerful. And he ended up going for, I think, over four and a half hours, which was like, we didn't get until after 7. And it was the best I've ever seen Tony. And I've seen Tony a lot live, and it was the best I've ever seen him ever. Like I loved it. It was amazing. And all the other speakers, like, I wish I could go deep on all of them. Like, everybody did so good this year. But that last day was special for me because I think it was the one that I was least stressed. So I had a chance to, I wasn't running around, you know, running the event. I was actually participating. But man, this year's speakers were just off the charts. Everybody, I could not have hoped or prayed for more. And those who were there, I know you guys just ate it up. We ended up raising money for charity, not as much as in the years past. We ended up raising, quarter million for OUR, and then we had $52,000 for the quilt. So probably $350,000-ish for OUR. And then Village Impact, we gave a check for 200 and something thousand. Because every time you guys build a funnel inside of ClickFunnels, we donate a dollar to Village Impact. And so we did a $200,000 check for that. And then we raised another $120,000 from people in the room to build wells. So it was enough to build two wells in Africa, in Kenya, for kids to get water, which was awesome too. So that was the event. What else happened? There's so many cool things. But it ended really well, and I felt satisfied afterwards. And it was just like, I was happy, and I'm excited about the future and where things are going and our shifts and our changes. Oh, we also watched a documentary with everyone called the Tucama Club, which was really cool. If you weren't there, I'm so sorry. You guys need to come to these events. Seriously, like, if you knew what was going on, like, how it would touch and affect and change your destiny from that point forward for the rest of your life, there's no way you would miss it. Oh, and by the way, Tony Robbins did this entire presentation without swearing. Yes, it was so cool. So thank you, Tony, for that. A couple other speakers dropped the F-bomb, so I guess they made up for Tony. But for the most part, we try to keep it as clean as possible. So anyway, so that was what's happened in the last couple of years of Fun Hiking Live. And next year, we're coming back to Nashville. This last year, we had about 4,500 people. And I think next year, we have the capacity to get up to 5,000. Just so you guys know from how events work, if you want to do an event in a hotel, which is a better way to do events because it's warmer, it's like, I don't know, you're in a hotel and it's just awesome. About 5,000 is about as many people as you can get into a venue in a hotel. If you go beyond that, then you have to start looking at convention centers, which are, I do not like convention centers. They're colder. They're like, I don't know, you go in a big, huge thing and then there's hotels around it. You have to walk to it and you lose the feeling of it. And so I don't know if we'll ever get, for like, you know, despite the fact that demand is growing, we're over 100,000 customers now. I don't think we're going to grow the venue because I like doing hotels. I don't want to lose that feeling. We'll probably just keep raising the prices or, I don't know, supply and demand, whatever it takes. But anyway, that's my goal, at least as of right now, is to keep it in hotels. So, 5,000 people next year. I hope almost 5,000 people are you. If you knew how much stress and energy and money we put into this, man, you would do everything in your power to make sure you were at the event. Next year's event's gonna be different though. I'm not sure if I'm gonna sell anything next year's event. We've talked a lot about potentially not doing it at all and just doing 100% focusing on the teaching and the training and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know, I'm not saying we will or we won't, but I do know that next year's gonna be way different. Oh, one cool thing we did this year that was brand new is we did a session called Funnel Flicks, which we brought a big couch on stage, and me and Devon and Todd like hung out on this couch watching Funnel Flicks on the big screen. And what people didn't know is like, we're like, it was cool. Like, we're scrolling through Funnel Flicks, like, oh, it's a new course. What's this? And we click on it. And it's like Frank Kern, you know, and all of a sudden the video starts playing. It's Frank. And all of a sudden, like, boom, the walls open and Frank Kern walks out. And no one knew Frank was coming. It was a huge surprise. People went nuts. And we had like seven or eight speakers like that, who all came up and we're all surprised guests who came out to the Funnel Flicks presentation. It was so awesome. Oh, we had so much fun. So anyway, so there's kind of a history recap the last 5 or 6 years from my point of view, like what happened, how sales went, what was good, what was bad. You know, and I think every event's been special and unique for different reasons. My personal favorite still was just the Orlando event, just because of the OUR and the first time we sold coaching at that level and the feeling afterwards. I would say this year's event was probably my personal second favorite one. It was good. It ended so well, and I was happy, and everyone was happy. We served at such a high level. The speakers were better than I ever dreamt, you know, could dream for, and it was just really, really special and awesome. So anyway, I'm excited. The goal every year is how to make it better than last year, and I'm not sure yet how to do that for next year, but I've got a little over a year to figure it out. So I'm here to support you guys and make sure that you guys have an amazing time. If you don't have your tickets yet for next year, go and get them, funnelhackinglive.com. I promise you we'll make this show worthwhile. And with that said, thanks, you guys. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. no matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.